We've got about 90 days until swimsuit season, and it would be great to just go to the beach without worrying about being seen in your swimsuit because you're not happy with how you look. Joseph Brandenburg, founder of the Body You Want Fitness Solutions, a personal training studio here in D.C., says you can be swimsuit ready in 3 months, and he joins us live now to talk about it. Hey, Joseph.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Now, you have strategies to make sure we focus on having fun at the beach instead of covering up. What's the first one?
Yes, absolutely. So the first one is don't drink your calories. So stuff like juice, soda, fruit drinks, sweet tea, fancy coffee drinks, those things are packed with sugar, and sugar is the most fattening stuff that there is. And it's also the easiest thing to swap out of your diet. And when you drink sugar, your brain doesn't even register that you've eaten the food, so your appetite doesn't go down. And it's also addictive, so it just makes you, you know, heavier and heavier.
So what do we do? Just drink water? Can you just limit the amount of sugar that you put in your drinks?
Certainly, you got to start wherever you are. Like, if that's going to be really difficult for you, make the biggest step that you can make right now and stick with that for a week or two or three. And whenever that first improvement in your diet, whenever that, like, now becomes normal again, then revisit it and say, hey, look, what can I do now?
So what are you saying? The best thing to do is basically to eliminate all of the sugar from what your beverages or the beverages that you're taking in. What do you recommend, like natural juices and that kind of thing?
Like natural juices, they can be natural, like if you actually juiced it yourself. But your best bet, like instead of drinking the juice, just eat that piece of fruit because you don't. Like, one piece of fruit is quite filling, whereas, you know, to get a glass of orange juice, you've got to take 5, 6, 7, 8 oranges, and you've got to extract all the sugar out of them. So it's a way to sort of trick you into eating a whole lot more than you otherwise would.
What else should we consider when it comes to diet, or will cutting out the sugar be enough?
Cutting out the sugar alone for most people, that's going to be a huge step, and that's going to give you some great results. If you're doing good on the sugar front, the next thing to move on to would be the flour, and primarily start with, can I eat less bread?
Okay, so less pasta and that kind of thing.
Exactly. Replace that with vegetables and protein.
Okay, so we have to be careful, though, as to how we cook that protein, though, right?
Correct. Breaded and deep fried is not going to work. Other than sort of obvious, like deep frying your protein, in general, you know, grill it, bake it, cook it on top of the stove. All that stuff's pretty good.
Do we have to be involved in a rigorous fitness plan to be able to get into and look good in a swimsuit by summer?
It depends on your definition of rigorous, but certainly working out is going to help a lot. There are a lot of things you can do to trim a lot of the time off and still get better results than you think you could get. The most important thing for the time that you have is going to be resistance training. That's going to get you the fastest results in helping you look better in your bikini at the beach. And then the second most important thing is going to be high-intensity interval training.
Is it a good idea to weigh yourself every day to make sure you're meeting your goals?
Weighing yourself every single day isn't a really good idea. A much better gauge of your progress is actually going to be photos of yourself in the mirror in your swimsuit and the tape measure. And just find some consistent places, especially for women, it's going to be the hips, the thighs, and the waist. And just keep track of those every single week. They're not going to change that much every day, but every week is a good chunk of time to keep track of.
So that's a better way of gauging how well you're doing than stepping on the scale.
Exactly, because the scale tells you how much you weigh, but what you care about is how you look. And that tape measure is going to show you that, you know, those trouble places, they're shrinking. And that's a much better gauge. And if you're doing the resistance training, your muscle mass will go up, and the scale won't fully reflect the fat loss that's happening.
Joseph, thanks for joining us tonight.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
Joseph Brandenburg, he's the founder of the Body You Want Fitness Solutions. It's a personal training studio here in D.C.